The second Chassam Sofer in today's daf, I'm just being mocked in that we're going to read the words of the Chassam Sofer because this is something that Ulmolim Mikra Amoy, if the Chassam Sofer wouldn't say this, so this takes tremendous places, but this comes from the Helig Chassam Sofer. And ironically, it's from a Gemara that's very easy to gloss over. So the Gemara said, it was a Mishnah, Esrig HaKushi is possible. So if you have an Esrig that's a Kushi, comes from Ethiopia, it's also Shachar, the Halach is it's possible. Gemara's the Kasha. We find that an Esrig HaKushi is Kasha. It's only an Esrig that's Doimel HaKushi that's going to be possible. So the Gemara said two terutzim. One terutz the Gemara said was Amr Abaya, Kitna Nami Masnis and Doimel HaKushi. It could be when the Mishnah said Esrig HaKushi is possible, it didn't mean it's literally Kushi. But it's Doimel HaKushi, like Rashi said, counterfeit Balaz. Meaning, if it's the real thing, if it's an Esrig HaKushi, it really comes from Ethiopia, and it's Shachar, then it's going to be Kashmir. If it comes from somewhere else, and it looks Shachar, so that's not the real thing, it's only Doimel HaKushi, then it's going to be possible. Rabba said a different terrace. Like Kashi said, Halon Bahaluhu. It could be the Esrig HaKushi is sometimes Kashmir and sometimes possible. And that's the terrace to the steer. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's going to be possible. If you live in Bavel, then it's going to be kosher. The difference is the Yidden and Eretz Yisrael, they weren't accustomed to seeing an Esrig HaKushi. So for them, the Esrig HaKushi wasn't hadar. But for the people in Babel who were used to seeing it, so just because it's an Esrig HaKushi, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's not going to be hadar. So again, L'shoyna Yazov Sholach Hasam Sofer. He says, Shamati mi moiri v'rabi hafla zatzah. I heard from my Rebbe the hafla. B'had the pligi Rab Shimon bar Yechai v'Rab Yishmael reish perikaitzim mevarchim. As it relates to the machloikis between Rab Yishmael and Rab Shimon bar Yechai. So we have to take a step backwards and we have to refresh our memory with one of the most famous gemaras in Shas. Hafachba v'hafachba dekulaba. The gemara in the beginning of Keitzim Mevarchim says, Tanu Rabban. We say in Kriya Shema, V'yasafto digonecha. Says the Gemara, Matamaloimar, why did the Pasuk say Vasafta de Ganachal? Fisha Nebula Yomar Sefer Torah is Amipich. Because it also says in the Torah, Yomar Sefer Torah is Amipich, which means you have to learn Torah the whole day. See, Yachal Dvarim Kichsav, and you would have thought literally, Yomar Sefer Torah is Amipich, you're not allowed to stop learning even for a second. Talmud Loimar, Vasafta de Ganachal, that's why it says Vasafta de Ganachal, Hanig Mahem Minig Derech Eretz. Meaning, of course, you're supposed to learn Yomar Sefer Torah is Amipich, but at the same time, Vasafta de Ganachal, and you do both. Hanig Mahem Minig Derech Eretz. So that when it's Vasafta de Ganachal, it's Vasafta. After the Ganecha, when you're not busy working, then Vayomer Seif HaTayr Zamipich. Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. That's Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Yomer. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Efsha Adam Chayrush Beshas Charisha. Vizayrei Beshas Zriya. Vikoytze Beshas Ktsiru. Vidosh Beshas Disha. Vizayrei Beshas Haruach. Terim HaTayla. If you're going to be Mekayim Vas after the Ganecha, you're always going to be busy. Now you're going to be busy being Zareya, then you're Chayrush, then you're Koytze, then you're Zayr, then you're Bayra, right? Then you're Bake. You're always doing something. So you're always going to do something. Terim HaTayla. Elo, so Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, Bismachi, so Eisim Ritzayn Yishal Mokim. When the Yidden are Eisim Ritzayn Yishal Mokim, and Lachten Nasai Dei Achim, they don't have to be busy with Vas after the Ganecha. Bismachi, Ein Yisrael Eisim Ritzayn Yishal Mokim, Melachten Nasai Dei Achim, Shenemar, Vas after the Ganecha. In other words, Rabbi Yishmael said, Hanig ben minig derech eretz. There's an idea of lo yomer seif hatayr zami picha, and then there's an idea of asafta de ganech, and you're supposed to do both. You're supposed to learn Torah. However, if you have to go and earn a living, v'yosafta de ganecha. Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai said, it's impossible to reconcile these two things. There's no way to be mekayim both. Because if you're going to think v'yosafta de ganecha, you're never going to end up learning Torah. And it must be that really, ideally, it should be lo yomer seif hatayr zami picha. Unfortunately, kishein Yisrael leitzim ritzayin shal makim, sometimes you're stuck. And so you're stuck kind of prayer. But in Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's world, in his perfect world, what are you supposed to do? He's supposed to simply be lo yomer seif hatayr zami picha. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaya. Abaya said, har beyasu ki Rabbi Shmuel v'osu b'yad. There were many people that followed Rabbi Shmuel, and it worked for them. Ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and then the Oilum followed Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, for lo yosu b'yadam. And it didn't work for them. Meaning Rabbi Shmuel's hanig ben minig derech eretz worked. But Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai's did not work. So the Hafla said a dover nifla. He said as follows. He said that this, that the Gemara said, that har be'yasu ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai v'lo yosu b'yadam, it's because they only did ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They didn't do Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. They did ki Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It was like be'erich Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. It was like Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But it wasn't the real thing. But it's poshut said the Hafla. Then any person, vaday, misha kavanosni l'shem Hashem, any person that had the right machshava. Habaychei machshavoysav v'yodeya eshtay noysav b'vada yala b'yada. Of course he's going to be matzliach. There's no such thing that a person really tries doing Rav Shimon Bar Yochai and it doesn't work. The reason harbe yasuk Rav Shimon Bar Yochai v'lo yosav b'yada and said that flaw is because they did kir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And because they only did kir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai with the kaf adimyon, that's why it didn't work. But had they done the real thing, then it's possible that it would have worked. So said that flaw that there's a remez to this in this Gemara. He said, we know the Esrig is the Tzaddik. The Esrig has a Taman Areyach. The Esrig is a Tzaddik. He says, the Gemara says in Masechtas Mo'ikotin, Daf Tezayin Amadeis. The Gemara brings a whole bunch of different psukim where you find in Torah Shev Iksav the word Kushi. Shigoyin L'David, Asheshar L'Hashem, Al Divrei Kush Ben Yaminoi. So the Gemara says, V'chi Kush Shemai, it's referring to Shal. Valei Shal Shemai. His name was Shal. His name wasn't Kush. Elo. Ma Kushi Meshuna Ba'oiro. Just like a Kushi. So his R is different. Af Shal Meshuna Ba'maisa. Shal was a Tzadik Gomer. He was Meshuna Ba'maisa. Shal was Keben Shana Ba'loichet. K'nyoitza Ba'yata Oimer. Al Oidei So Isha Akushis Asha Lokach. Moshe Rabbeinu married an Isha Kushis. V'hita Gemar V'chi Kushis Shema. Valei Tzipoira Shema. Elo Ma Kushis Meshuna Ba'oiro. Af Tzipoira Meshuna Ba'maisa. Tzipoira was such a tzadikis that she's referred to as a kushis. Ki yoytz ba'yata oimer, v'yishma evin melech ha-kushi, v'chi kushis shmoy, v'alei tzidkiyo shmoy. Ela ma kushi mishuna ba'oidei, av tzidkiyo, we know was a big tzadik, that's why it was called tzidkiyo. He was mishuna b'maisav. V'chi yoytz ba'yata oimer, aloi b'nei kushi yamatam li b'yis Yisrael. This is a pasuk that talks about the b'nei Yisrael. A pasuk in Amos, the yidin were kushim, v'chi kushi and shmoy, v'alei Yisrael shmoy. Ela ma kushi mishuna ba'oidei, av Yisrael mishuna b'maseh, mikol u'umos. So this is a Gemara, in my context, Zayin Amadeus, where the Gemara uses the word kushi to describe someone that's meshuna b'maisa, that's so extremely meshuna b'maisa. So said the afla, that's the Gemara. If you have an esrig hakushi, it's kasher. But if you have an esrig that's doima l'kushi, it's pasal. The tzaddik that's kushi, the tzaddik that's Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that tzaddik is kasher. Because that's harbe yasu, not like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, oh, but the real Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. For also the yadon, they're going to be matzliach. Oh, but said that flaw, when it's doima l'kushi, when it's not really the madrig of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, maybe superficially it looks like it is, but it's not the real thing, it's only kir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's an esrig ha doima l'kushi. So says that flaw, an esrig that's doima l'kushi, that already, you're not going to be, because that's harbi also Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, v'lo yosim biyadon, that type of esrig is going to be possible. But this is not the punchline. The punchline is, says the Chassam Sofer, he says, ad kan divrei harav. This is everything that I'm telling you up until this point. I was mekabel from my Rebbe Dafla. But mikan ve'elach, what I'm going to tell you right now, toisefes divrei talmidai hapa'ut kemoini. This is coming from the small Talmud of the Rebbe. It's coming from me. Nirla niestaiti. He said that now that the Afla was megalatos a nupshat in an esrog akushi, that in pnimius atoyra the esrog akushi, the esrog is the tzaddik. He's the one of the minim that has tam and areyach, and the kushi is as in the gemara ma'ikon tazayinam adays that it's mishuna b'maisa. So the esrog akushi is someone that going on the madrega of Shimon Bar Yochai. Don't look who she is, only kir Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's not the real thing. That's why you also be able. But this is the real Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the way it's going to work. So he says, I want to say a chiddush. I want to be mazver, maybe Rav Shita. And that is, nir la niyas daiti, you have to hear this inside. Rabbi Shmuel nami loy oma mikro v'yasafta de ganecha. When Rabbi Shmuel said v'yasafta de ganecha, what he was referring to was an Eretz Yisrael. When he said that, even though it says in the Torah, "Lo yomer seif haTorah zemi picha," but at the same time, "Vasafta deganecha," he meant when Yidden are in Eretz Yisrael, "V'roiv Yisrael shruin alad masa," and most of the Yidden are living in Eretz Yisrael. Shavoyda bekarka gufa mitzvah, because there, "Vasafta deganecha," working the field in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Mishum yishav Eretz Yisrael, ulahoytzi peroisei akdoshim, because by doing that, you can be moitzi the peros akdoshim of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz chita v'sa'ira gefen tein of riman Eretz. The Gemara says in a bunch of places, call up Mikra Hazeh l'shiurim nemra. Right, this pasuk was said l'shiurim. This is a pasuk talks about the parents of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, but these are symbols of kedusha. These are symbols of all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Valzetziv satz Torah v'asafta d'ganecha. When a yis living in Eretz Yisrael, that's where there's a mitzvah v'asafta d'ganecha. It says the Chassam Sofer. I'll prove it to you. Boyaz, what was Boyaz doing in Sefer Rus? Zayra Goyra na Zayra na Laila. Why would he have been doing that? Why? That was his job? Mishum mitzvah. Because Boaz, he was the god of Adar, he was the shayfei. But he was doing a mitzvah. So says the Chassam Sofer. You want to understand Rabbi Shmuel Shita? Why a person needs to be v'asafta d'ganecha, even though it says, l'yomer seif ha-toyer zami picha? It's uki'ilu toymar. Imagine a person would say, lo yaniach tefillin. I'm not putting on tefillin today. Because I'm learning Torah. You can't say because a mitzvah like putting on tefillin, says the Chassam Sofer. Because of Yishnav Eretz Yisrael. The Efsher, says the Chassam Sofer, maybe not only working the ground, afilu sharei umnios, even other jobs, other professions, sheyesh behem yishuv ha'olam, that on some level are miyashev the olam, hakol bechlal mitzvah. If this is an Eretz Yisrael, and you have roiv Yisrael shruyan al admasan, then even that would be considered a mitzvah. He said, "When Yidden are spread out throughout the world, where the more a person works, the more he's causing churban. He's building other countries. He's not building the Eretz Hakodesh. He's building other countries." Over there, Rabbi Shmuel is going to be Moed Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So says the Hilchos Chassam Sofer. We know the Gemara says Harbi Asuk Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but they also be other. So he says, so what are we doing? So how do people have a right, said the Chassam Sofer, to sit and learn Torah and not be the kind of Yosef to the Ganecha? So what's Pashu Pshat? Valzeinu Soimchin Al Rabbi Nuroi B'Masnis and B'Soif Kedushin. Who said Maniach and he is called Umnei Sheva Olam V'Lem V'Lam Zeinu B'Torah? Hayinu B'Chutz Laaretz. Because it's in Chutz Laaretz. In Chutz Laaretz, there's no Rabbi Shmuel. In Chutz Laaretz, there's no Rabbi Shmuel. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's a Rabbi Shmuel. So said the Chassam Sofer, V'Hayinu D'Mechadesh Rava. Rava entered the Stira in the Esrog HaKushi differently. He said, Esrog HaKushi is kosher, Esrog HaKushi is pasos. What's going on of it? That was the Gemara's kasha. Sabaya said, there's a chiluk between an Esrog HaKushi and a Doimel HaKushi. And the floss from the Esrog HaKushi, that's the real one. So that's kosher. Oh, but the Doimel HaKushi, that's how we also can't with a cough of Shem Vayichai. That's the way also be Adam. But says the Chassam Sofer, the fee this Hoysafa, Yeh Shloima, that's Pshan and Rava as well. There's an Esrog HaKushi that's kosher. And there's an Esrog HaKushi that's possible. What does it depend on? Said Rava, Halon v'Haluhu. In Eretz Yisrael, the Esrog HaKushi is possible. In Chutz La'aretz, the Esrog HaKushi is kosher. He said, what's the difference? The difference is because in Eretz Yisrael, v'yosafta d'ganecha. In Eretz Yisrael, you have Shitas Rabbi Yishmol. And Shitas Rabbi Yishmol is the halacha. Harbi Yosuk Rabbi Yishmol v'also b'yodim. Oh, but the halacha is only in Eretz Yisrael, said the Chassam Sofer. Because only in Eretz Yisrael did the Chassam Sofer, did Rabbi Yishmol say v'yosafta d'ganecha. So in Eretz Yisrael, so over there, the halacha is like Rabbi Yishmol. If it's like Rabbi Yishmol, you can't be an Esrog HaKushi. You can't be the tzaddik that has tam v'reyach and he's mishun of a mindset where he's going like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. This is the Chassam Sofer talking. So he says, that's why the Esrog HaKushi is going to be possible. Oh, in Bavel, in Chutz Laaretz, there is no Rabbi Shmuel. There is no V'yasafta D'Ganecha. Because the whole V'yasafta D'Ganecha of Rabbi Shmuel is Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. It's Lohitzi Pei Reseh HaKdoshim. V'Efshra Afilu Shari Yom Niyo Shiesh Mem Yishuv Ha'olim HaKlo B'Chlal Mitzvah. But that's in Chutz Laaretz. Chutz Laaretz. Over there, the Esrog HaKushi. You want to be an Esrog HaKushi. You want to be like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Over there, it's going to be cautious. There's so much here in this Chassam Sofer. Both the first part, what the Chassam Sofer brings from his Rebbe, the Afla, the Diak in the Gemara, Harbe Yasu Kira. And certainly the second part of the Chassam Sofer, where the Chassam Sofer said that the whole Rabbi Yishmael of V'yasafta D'Ganecha was dafkin Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't in Chutz Laaretz, and that's why even though the Gemara says Harbi Yosuk Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai V'Lo Yosu B'Yodim, we go, a lot of people follow Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, what gerech do they have? It's in Chassam Sofer, it's Chutz Laaretz, up in Eretz Yisrael, it's a whole different story, because in Eretz Yisrael, working the land, afilu shar umaniyos, even different jobs in Eretz Yisrael, mitoich k'dushosei shel Eretz Yisrael, everything that a person does to be miyashiv Eretz Yisrael is going to be mamish gaval. And the truth is that this Chassam Sofer is very, very matim with the idea that you find expressed in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer and the tremendous ahava that the Chassam Sofer and erech that the Chassam Sofer had for Eretz Yisrael. Afilu b'zman hazeh. I mean, if you want to know just the short version, the cliff note version of the Chassam Sofer's relationship, what he felt about Eretz Yisrael nowadays, afilu b'churbana. So for the starting point, as far as Mar Mekoymes go, is Shailos HaTshuvas Chassam Sofer, Yerideya, Tshuva Reish Lamed Gid, which he wrote to his Talmud, Rabbi Amram Chassida, and Reish Lamed Dalad, which he wrote to the Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis. And he waxes poetically in both of these Tshuvas in terms of the greatness of Eretz Yisrael. And he makes, one of the things he makes very, very clear there, is he says that even though we know there's machloikas between the Rambam and the Ravid, it's the Ketushas Eretz Yisrael, Bezman Hazeh, there's no Ketushas Eretz Yisrael. What about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam says if somebody would go on the Arabayis Bezman Hazeh, it would be Chayiv Karis. The Ravid says, no, it's not true. And there's whole tumult about Kedusha Rishoyin, the Kitchel, l'shaita v'kitchel l'asal lavay alay kitchel l'asal lavay. But the Chassam Sofer said in Reish Lamed Gimel, he said in Reish Lamed Dalet, he brings it in the name of the Chesed Lavram. That was the Chida's grandfather, great great Makubal, the Chesed Lavram, and he says it in many many different ways. And that's Pashat said the Chassam Sofer. That whole shaila was regarding whether there's a chiyuv trumas of maestres, whether you can bring karbonos, whether you can bring a carbon pesach, whether you're allowed to go on the harabais. That's all the pilpula ba'alma as it relates to mitzvahs. But he says, you want to know about Kedusha? He says, it's Pasha. There's no question in the world. There isn't a holier place in the world. Afilu bizman azeh, afilu bechurbana. He said, it's a dabar Pasha, that the holiest place in the world today is Eretz Yisrael. And Yerushalayim is the holiest part of Eretz Yisrael. And he has one line in Reish Lam and Gimel, we'll end with this. And when he was middle of talking, the irrigation was flowing from the Chassam Sofer. And he threw out, he said, Miyitein v'yizakeini Hashem Yisbarach, liyos mi miyashvin shol Yerushalayim. Halavai, I should be zoichet to be from the miyashvim of Yerushalayim. V'al koponim loy mi mahersim u'machrivim chas v'shalom. But the Chassam Sofer said, Miyitein v'yizakeini Hashem Yisbarach, liyos mi miyashvin shol Yerushalayim. You see in this piece right here in Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav what the Chassam Sofer's understanding was of what it means to be miyashiv Eretz Yisrael, the peiros of Eretz Yisrael are kodesh. The land is kodesh. Every little thing that a person does in Eretz Yisrael has kedusha. The Chassam Sofer says so much so. Efshar afilu sharu moniyos sheyesh bam yishuv ha'olam hakol b'chalal mitzvah. And he says when a person appreciates what it means Eretz Yisrael and what it means to make Eretz Yisrael beautiful, you have an entirely different insight in Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael said v'yasafta deganecha, and even though it says lo yomer seif ha'toyer zemi picha, says the Chassam Sofer, what's the chiddush? Ukeilu toymer lo yaniach tefillin. Because at the end of the day, you're safted to go nechen Eretz Yisrael. That's Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Lahoitzi peiroseh akdoshim. Based on that, says the Chassam Sofer, based on what he was mekabel from his Rebbe, we have a pnimius atayis. You have a gemara about an esrog akushi, esrog adoyma lekushi, a stira between a mishnah and a brisa and a brisa and a brisa. Halon v'halahu. But the pnimius atayir in this gemara is mamish gevald. And it's right here. It's Kikarve Lecha Adovim Avoid. It's in the Chassam Sofer, Al Hashas, the Mesechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Vav.